everyone. So today I'll be talking about something called IDBox. IDBox is it's a project for non-profit, building a foundation for identity in developing country. So I will try to stay high level because I don't have that much of time to go very technical aspect of the project. I would rather prefer telling you what I've been doing, what we've been doing in developing countries around identities. First, about myself, I'm a developer entrepreneur, and I've got a master in electrical engineering and master in computer science, and I've been building different projects around fintech, transportation, energy, all kind of project. And then I will tell you why I'm telling you all of this. So the main problem worldwide, a lot of people already mentioned this problem, but you've got 1.5 billion people in the world that like official identification. And we're talking about countries where you don't have internet, you don't have electricity, and you don't have smartphone. So if you think about all those different startups that try to solve the identity problem by building a very fantastic smartphone application, for those people, it's not relevant because they don't have a smartphone, so they cannot really use the application. So we're starting to use blockchain, and we're building all this kind of crazy application, but still those people, they cannot really profit from the new technology. So for the past nine months, I've been trying to build something that developing country could use in order to first create a unique identity and then access to different services. And the main goal is having a device that don't really need internet, don't need a grid electricity, and doesn't require a smartphone. And the people can use it by having either an analog phone or by having a smart card. And also it has to be cheap, so everyone can actually buy it. And the private information from the user is not saved into a central database like the Estonian government is doing, or like the ADA project from India. So I will quickly show you a video, what I've been doing. The video is it's 9 months old, so the project involved, but I didn't have time to edit the video, so I'm not sure if we can play.
IDBox is a cost-efficient device that enables people within developing countries to create a unique identity. The IDBox device is composed of a Raspberry Pi, SMS chip, fingerprint recognition, and a solar panel. By combining these components, it allows us to create a secure, identity-based service that will revolutionise the way that developing countries participate in a range of activities. From Papua New Guinea to Ghana to Samoa, we are able to ship the device to any local area, even if they don't have power or the internet. The devices, which cost less than $50, are hosted in a range of centralised areas like schools, churches, banks, and coffee shops. People use their SMS phones to text the IDBox device to create a unique mapping of their phone and fingerprint, creating a personal ID. Once someone has created an ID, they don't need to use the box again unless they want to assign their ID to a new phone. Across the country, millions of people do not have an ID. This is John. He has recently heard about IDBox. Using his phone and the local IDBox, which is located at his nearby church, he is able to create a unique ID. He sends an SMS to the IDBox to activate the registration process. He puts his finger on the fingerprint scanner. The box then encrypts the fingerprint using an advanced encryption process and then sends the hash of the fingerprint by SMS to the blockchain attached with John's phone number. If the identity doesn't exist, it then creates a new identity on the blockchain and sends a confirmation message to John on his phone to confirm his new unique ID. With his new identity, John is now able to view his balance, history of transactions he has made, and to securely transfer money to other people who have created a unique ID. Each time John wishes to make a transfer with other active users, his unique ID is verified against the blockchain. He is quickly notified of his transactions on his phone. He can also participate in voting systems, healthcare registration, and ownership of land. Thanks to IDBox, John's engagement with these activities has been revolutionized.
So this is was the video from 9 months ago. So you can think about all the different problems. It's not possible today with a private key or unique key from a fingerprint. Well, it's not actually entirely true if you stay to your very local village and you use like kind of like fuzzy logic extractors and all this stuff. That's what we've actually been doing in two different places in the world. That was the first implementation of the ID box. Looks like a bomb, but it's not. So basically, you use iris sensor. You got the phone number on the bottom of the box. Don't text it. That was my mistake. I put the phone number, but now I had to delete it because people were sending me SMS. And you've got a SIM card on the right-hand side. So basically, the SIM card can be bought from anywhere in the world. So you ship the box to, this is the idea, this is the main idea basically. You ship the box to any local area and then they just have to buy a local SIM card to have either internet communication or SMS for communication. And then the solar panel charge the box because you don't have electricity. And you can also add a password and information on the screen. Then I built this new version. That was a new version of the ID box, version one, I called it. I went to Papua New Guinea to run a proof of concept that was using a private database through three different institutions, the Central Bank of Papua New Guinea, the microeconomy loan, and mobile providers. But the problem is this kind of box can be really easily hacked. And people can perform, like if they try to copy a fingerprint from someone and then try to create a new identity. So then I forgot to remove the stuff. Then I raised quite a lot of money from private grants, not ICO. So with the money, it was quite a reasonable amount of money, but this was my new desk, so I moved from my desktop to my living room. And I built open source 2D printer. To basically, the idea was to build kind of open source, the entire project and build that everyone can actually build the ID box to create a unique identity. So I designed and I put the file online so everyone can actually download them and can play with the ID box. That was version one on the top, and actually I'm the first one. I mean, ID Box is the first one to create a first 2D printed Java card that everyone can print and modify, and then can save like a personal token inside from a dairy fingerprint template. I will show you why it's it can be used for. So that's the new ID box. So you've got a Linux distribution system and a screen inside, rather than having just Raspberry Pi, because Raspberry Pi for people they're not really technology. They don't interact often with screens and technology in a really remote area. So you have a good screen and you can do different kind of you can access different services. So you can. You can unroll yourself, so you can create a unique identity, and you can use the box as a voting system, or send money, or receive money. So if you remember the previous presentation, they were talking about how costly it is to receive money for those people in the village. Most of the time, they have to travel 6 hours into the capital to receive money from the son, who, for example, works in Australia. So the son sent money to Papua New Guinea, to Western Union. Western Union most of the time charge 30-40%, and then the person, the village, has to travel to the capital 6 hours, cost them about 100 the local money over there, which is almost the money they would receive for them son from their son. So it's a complete disaster. But this you can use as a gateway for receiving money using an Ethereum card. So you've got the SIM card on the side, you got the solar charging port, you got charging ports, so people can actually sell electricity to other people in the village. Why is it important? For people over there, they've got analog phone, but they don't have system to charge the analog phone. So they need to travel 6 hours to the top of the mountain and find someone who's carrying very huge battery system, and then they buy the electricity. With this system, a local shop, they can actually buy the box and then sell the electricity back to the people in the village. And it's a modular box. So basically what it is you can increase the security, or if you're talking about a big village and you worry about collision into creating your private or public key, then you can add iris sensor and blood sensor. You can add different biometric system, so using the multimodal biometric authentication system. At the end of the day, the private key obviously is never saved because you are the private key. That's the main idea of the project. And you can encrypt. Either you can sign whatever you want, like authentication system, using your own body. So Nick Johnson is over there. So I create the I talked to Nick Johnson and a few people from the ESM Foundation, like Gav and also other people from Swarm, you know, etc. So I built this first ID box card with the help of Nick. And so basically, we've got like about the entire village now has got the card. So I can send you the unique a public key of those people, and you guys can actually send them money without passing by Western Union. So it's direct money from them, which is very quick. And I've been working on something new. It's a ID box hard wallet using a new Java card applet and using NFC and fingerprint. The USB token, I put it there because it was cool, but it's not actually functionable. And the idea is to basically use this card to sign transaction because those people, they don't have a smartphone. So the ID box will transfer the template or the private key to this card, and then the user can actually put his fingerprint on the card and then sign a token transaction and then verify into the box that it's a real person. The proof of concept. So I'm gonna talk about this one. This one is really cool. So we decided to go to Papua New Guinea. I'm not sure if you guys know where is Papua New Guinea. It's on the other side of Australia, between so you got New Zealand, Australia, and then a little bit further you've got Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, why Papua New Guinea? If you look at the statistic, Papua New Guinea is probably one of the biggest countries in the world where the people don't have their identity. It's about 90% of the entire population that are not registered, so they don't exist. So that was a big challenge. If we can build the ID box over there, if we can create identity in this village or in this country, then ID box can work everywhere. So we went there. It's about 5 hours. We got a little bit stuck on the way. Like it was like 5 hours. And so imagine those people. First, they don't have a car. If they have a bike, it's probably impossible for them to go to the capital and then get funded, get the money from their son from Western Union, because they got to travel 6 hours. Sometimes they take the bus. I'll let you imagine what the bus would do in this on this road. So the village, it was very fantastic. It's called La Laura. You can look online. And we registered people from the village, and they were really... So for the main, it was very interesting because they can sell electricity back to the people into the village. So they got an incentive of buying the box because then they want to... if you can sell electricity by charging the box, then people are more... they want to carry, they want to take care of the box. And then, so basically what it does, you create your biometrics, send it to the card, and also the public key of first the Ethereum card is linked with your phone number and linked with your public key of your biometrics. And it's a village of 150 people. So the collision into the village is not very high, and you use also GPS-based location system. I know like proof of presence or proof of position is not really, it can be hacked. But if you add all this kind of biometric into the system, then you can make 100%, not 100% sure, you're never 100% sure, but that the person that was created was unique. And this is the local shop, the man. So you see we've actually done the first transaction. So this woman received Ethereum from the son, who's in Australia, and they went to the local shop to get the money. So I'm looking at the time. Coming features. So I've been looking into zero knowledge proof. So making because the main idea about identity, which is very difficult to build, is You want to build a unique identity system, but at the same time, you don't want to share your information. So it's a bit contradictory. You want to make sure, I mean, any service for businesses like bank, insurance, and all these kind of big companies, what they want to do, what they want to know, they want to know that, they want to be 100% sure that the person they're dealing with is unique. That's the main idea. And they don't really care about your information. The only reason why they actually get your information, they ask for your information, is for them to make sure that you are unique. But if you can provide a system, first, if we can make sure that they are unique, then there's no need for them to get to take your identity. So I've been looking into, and also talking with Fabian as well, like, is building the identity protocol into the Ethereum, which is fantastic. So you also like system where you can add multimodal biometric system like fingerprint, iris, and blood sensor. I'm saying that, remember that this information is not saved anywhere. That's the main idea. So only the derived key, or the public key, is saved. And then you always need to go to the box to sign the transaction. Well, if you use only the fingerprint with your card, then you can use the card. But you cannot use iris or blood sensor. I've been looking into something called, I think we are the first one trying to do that, but it's called, named it the Identity AIM. It's basically like an ATM, but more like for identity system. And the roadmap, so we've done version 1, version 2, we're planning a second phase of the prototype in PNG. So we got big institution over there that following the project, I mean, actually partnering with the project. We've got central bank, all the mobile provider, insurance, micro loan, micro credits. So you can, all those different applications can obviously be used by the ID box. So it's for non-profit, so if you guys are really interested in trying or helping or partnering, if you're also building something with identity, it would be cool. Well, I think I've got time for a few questions. And if you want to, so this one was a non-profit project, and if you want to come this afternoon for, I'm building a flying carpet, so it'll be a different discussion, but that's it. That was the ID box.